I can bring home the bacon, fry it in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart businesswomen finding that balance and building the bridges between building a business and raising a family, and I love the social media journey that I have been on. And one of the people this journey has led me to is the wonderful Ted Guru, who has been here before, but not for a while, here on Word of Mom Radio. And just a little background on the remarkable Tetka. She is an entrepreneur and artist, and the artist Tetka Rue walks her talk as she showcases the value of women of all ages and shows everything that they have to offer to the world. And one of the 8 United Nations Millennium Goals is empowering and educating women, and it's been a priority in all that she does. Her focus through her Tetka art is to embed each artwork with the power of influential energies to support people who resonate with any artwork and step up and own their power and live in fruitful abundance for the reasons that they were born. You know, Tetka's mantra, as she encourages everyone to say out loud with conviction, is, I am incredible. The power of this mantra is that each person's spirit works its magic within the old paradigms of being for each person to honor, own, claim, and accept their worth and value. And, you know, there's so much more I can tell you about her, but I want to bring her in. I want her to share her girl power rules and her art projects and everything else that is going on. So, Tetka, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you, Dori. What a fabulous intro.
I know. It's amazing when you listen about yourself. It's like, wow, I really did that?
Oh, look, before we get into anything, I have to say hello, everyone. Big hugs, big love from Australia. And, Dori, thank you, darling. This is just awesome to be able to share. But as you were speaking, I had a flashback in time, and the reason that I'm really focused on all mums is because even though I'm ageless and evergreen, I am a mum. And effectively, I go back in time, and what really started my passion for mumpreneurs is about 40 years ago now. And effectively, I was a manufacturing jeweler. And my son was, I've only got one child, he's now 41, and basically I really wanted to create an income stream so I could live in validation of me and my truth doing what I love, because I'm not domestic, I'm just not a domestic goddess, and I love my mind being expanded, and so I taught myself how to make jewelry after a 12-week course. And then I started Party Plan. But the beauty thing was, I was there for my son before school and after school. And that really switched me on, the fact that I could work at home, and even when I worked, you know, in another environment, I was still able to be there with him, so that when I went out and did parties at night, my ex-husband was there for him. And so I really value that women can do anything they choose, no matter what their circumstances, if they really want it enough, if they really honor who they are and know who they are. And you know what? One of the greatest gifts on earth, as far as I'm concerned, and the greatest jobs on earth is being a mum. But there are times when suddenly we need more. And given the criteria of the earth and the cost of living, etc., earning an income stream is also a beaut validation of being able to say, right, I'm a part of this family, and I'm, you know, really, really being myself in taking this family to where the goals and the strengths and the dreams and the visions want to be.
I so agree. And you know what? It's funny. The song that I sing at the start of our show, I don't know if that commercial ran in Australia, but when I was a girl, that was a commercial on TV. And actually, the line wasn't, "and never let you forget who I am," but the line used to be, "and never let you forget you're a man." But it was a woman in a business suit with a frying pan, because that was the first time, let's face it, women, my mom and her mom and things like that, you were either a mom or you were one of those strange women that worked, you know? And we were always told that women couldn't have it all. You couldn't own a business and raise a family and do all of the things that men did. And that commercial was the first commercial that came out saying women could do it. You could work and raise a family. You know, and that's why Word of Mom Radio is here to validate women and mompreneurs, those women building those businesses while they're raising their families and working from home. And you know, I want you to give us the background on Girl Power Rules, and the way Texas spells rules is R-H-U-L-E-S, because her last name being Rue, R-H-U, I love that, Tetka. I love that branding at Girl Power Rules. I love that. How clever.
Well, before I go there, I want to say that, you know, what I love about mompreneurs is that in building a business from home, the fantastic thing is you're actually educating your children as well, because you can get your kids involved in the business. And that's what I did, you know. My son, if he so chose, I basically was able to teach him bits and bobs about jewelry making. And it was great, absolutely great. I cannot take credit for rules. I really can't. It was just so funny. I was working on an island back a few years ago, and I was working in real estate. And one of the blokes says, one of the blokes, he's a salesperson, said to me, "Tetka, you rule." And he said, "I've got it, R-H-U-L-E. And he said, "You've got to use that, lady." And that's
well,
how it came about. So
whoever thought of it, it's brilliant. And what a brilliant, you know, branding aspect. You know, whether it be Tetka Art or Girl Power Rules with the R-H-U, it's just, again, you know, we talk about it on the show in our business spotlight about branding and how important that is across social media. So,
yeah,
brilliant.
It's just finding that little thing that makes you be who you are. And rules is, you know, Tetka Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Power Rules. It's very cool. But with Girl Power Rules, it's fascinating because I Am Incredible came about. And just a little background, you know, I literally grew up where self-esteem, self-confidence was not my greatest forte. And when my marriage, 30-year marriage, ended at the age of 50, I basically, you know, I chose to step into a new world. And effectively, you know, this treasure was just so lacking in confidence in oneself, because I'd never really had to rely on me to earn an income stream. And so therefore, the greatest gift I gave myself was to believe in me, and real estate not being a regular income, you know, really extended me, but I proved to myself how incredible I am. And then I had a dream, and in it, something happened. And within the dream, I was saying, "I am incredible." And I woke up with that, saying that out loud. And I realized the value of it, because suddenly it's like as if the ego starts to And I'm talking about negative ego, because you can say you're fantastic and you can say this and you can say that, but when it comes from a basis of trying to prove something, you know, it's not real, it's not authentic. And so therefore, to say I am incredible, your spirit suddenly starts to engage with your body and moves out the negative conditioning that has being a player in your life to bring in the power of your truth. And you can walk into any room and there can be this person who may be doing this and this, and you can look at yourself and say, hey, I am incredible. Look at what I do, you know? And when you get to that point, you know that you're at the next stage. And so Girl Power Rules came about through me owning I am incredible. And effectively, I'd been invited, like many people, it wasn't just me, it was many, many people, as part of See Me, to participate in a digital art exhibition in New York. Now, this had happened a couple of years previously, but it wasn't right timing to really extend my boundaries. And back, I think it was May 2014, I had a letter come through inviting me to participate in this exhibition in New York. And in getting people to support me to buy T-shirts, then effectively the opportunity would be that there was X amount of T-shirts that had to be bought. And effectively the artwork, Puss in Boots Girl Power, would be shown on 25 stories of American Eagle Building in Times Square. And I didn't have a lot of time in order to engage, and so I thought, well, right, let's extend your boundaries and let's just ring up people and ask the question. But before I did that, I thought to myself, and I went to bed with the thought, what can I do to give back, to say thank you? Because I really feel that it's about Girl Power Rules, and I want to get this out there. It's not about Tetka, it's about everybody, because I am everybody. Everybody is me. And the more people engage and get involved, the more empowerment and education that women will step up into their rightful place in our time frame. And so therefore, I basically put down a vision that I had for years and years and years. And then I got on the phones and I rang and asked people, would they get involved? And so it happened. But with Girl Power Rules, it's what I'm really, really putting the call out effectively is I'm after a core group of women educators to empower other women. And it's really important that women step up who, you know, just say, right, I've got this incredible course structure, or I can do this, or I can do that, and I know it will help other women engage in business or just even evolve as a better person. And effectively, on girlpowerrules.com, then people can see that there's Course Facilitator Empower Me, and if you go in there, you can read the criteria that we set down, and we ask for a submission, because there will only be a small core group, Dorrie, but effectively, I see Girl Power Rules as going forward in leaps and bounds as a global movement. But it can only happen when people take charge of their reality and really, really get involved and say, right, I want to be a part of this. And so the empowerment, being an educator, facilitator, call it what you will, is there for the right people who just choose to step up and say, I am incredible, I can do this, and simply do it. And then there's the other strategies that I am really, really totally wanting to take forward, and that is through the Girl Power logo, effectively work with people to sell their products. Because there are many people out there, be they, like when I was making jewelry, for argument's sake, it would have been great to have a foundation like this to work with. And effectively sell their products with the Girl Power logo so that their business takes off like wildfire. And the beautiful thing is that ultimately there will be gatherings, there will be documentaries. So for the people that really come in as part of that circle, of influence within Girl Power Rules to take it out to the world. Kudos to you, because we welcome you with open hearts and open minds.
And you know what? We are in the midst of a storm over here, so I am going to take the fact that there is a little break and we're not hearing Petka to share our sponsors of today's conversation. And I want to say hello to Kathleen Ettinger, who's the owner of Teascapes. Teascapes is a mobile tea consulting business, and her tea business provides people with high-quality, healthy premium tea, tea accessories, and gourmet foods to enjoy in your home without having to go out to a specialty store. Teascapes provides information on tea and tea etiquette and for a variety of occasions, and it provides also in-home and on-site tea parties, which allow people to make time for themselves, friends, and family, and also support local charities. Kathleen believes that everyone needs to make time for themselves, as tea and tea is a wonderful way to enjoy the moment. So you can visit teaandtimeforyou.com, and that's all spelled out, teaandtimeforyou.com. And our other sponsor today is the author of This Is How We Grow, Dr. Christina Hibbert. What happens when a clinical psychologist and expert on women's health, mental health, postpartum depression, grief, and parenting finds her world turned upside down? After her sister and brother-in-law die, Dr. Christina Hibbert inherits her two nephews, delivers her fourth baby, and goes from 3 to 6 kids pretty much overnight. And This Is How We Grow invites readers into her private upside-down world as she finds and fights to find a little right side up. It really is a very deeply personal, true story blended with psychological insights, and it offers an intimate glimpse into how the doctor becomes the patient as Dr. Hibbert struggles to put her theories and expertise to the test in an effort to grow a new family and grow herself. This Is How We Grow demonstrates how hard life can be, and yet it also illustrates how, when we choose to grow, we can and will overcome, become, and eventually flourish. And you can find her at www.drchristinahibbert.com. And I really encourage you to go out and take a look, because it really is an absolutely wonderful book that really just shares a lot. It's a wonderful journey, so I encourage you to reach out. And so we're back here, hopefully, with Petka back on the line. Petka, are you there?
I definitely am.
Great. So you were sharing with us, and then all of a sudden, technology being what it is, and a snowstorm happening here, you blanked out for a second, but it gave us the perfect time to do a station break. So it all worked out. The universe comes around. You know, I wanted to ask you, and I know being a mom yourself, I can see that being those, you know, that reason that you put out that call to mompreneurs to grow their business through girl power. But I have to ask you, are you looking for specific skill sets or anything else, you know, certain kinds of businesses? What are you really looking to find?
Well, the thing is, Doris, that I have learned to put no limitations on anything. And so if somebody's got something obscure and abstract that they really want to get out there, approach us, because I am the most unique person I know, and, and I'm...
Have I told you lately that I love you? I'm serious. And I have to say, you know, because being somebody who's very unique, you really are the most unique person I know, too. And that's saying a lot.
Oh, that's a great compliment. Thank you.
Oh, and I mean it that way, because you really, you know, Petka, the universe is such an amazing thing. And, you know, social media is how we connected and how we became friends and, you know, connected on Twitter and took it offline and into phone calls. And you are just, your energy, who you are, what you do, I love sharing it. I truly do.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, look, even to the point, Dori, if somebody doesn't have a business but is looking for a business,
mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to them about selling my art prints. You know, there's a massive, massive journey that they could take, because I don't know about in America, but I know that in Australia, home styling, interior design has just such a big calling, and my art is incredibly unique. It's incredibly powerful, and it just does change people's lives. And if somebody's wanting to basically step out as an educator, I'm happy to teach them my courses, because the reason I'm not putting myself up there to teach and educate in the moment, Dori, is because I don't want girl power to be about me. I want it to be about others, because it's about girl power. It's not just about me. It's about stepping up and really saying, I am incredible, and if this lady can do it, I can do it, because if she can do it, well, then anything's possible. Because I've got to tell you, from where I've come from to where I am now, I'm here to live and breathe and tell the story that anything is possible. Because I've been through the abuse thing, I've been through this, I've been through that, you know, and it's like, been there, done all that. But you can change yourself so dramatically just by the willingness to do it. And so I personally offer people the opportunities to build businesses with what I do, but equally encourage people to get in touch with us to build their business with what they're already doing.
I agree. You know, it's interesting. I put up a post today on Facebook because I always do a morning post. And I was like, you know what? Never, ever, 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 ever give up on your dreams. Ever, ever. Because the problem that people have is I think that they think about everything being in their time. You want it all in your time. So you want it and you want it now. And I think that the universe or God or whatever makes you wait, and things happen when they're supposed to happen. And I think part of the reason you are forced to wait is to make sure it's really, truly the journey you want to take.
Well, see, I have a different take on it. I have a totally different take on it. First and foremost, if we didn't want it, if we didn't desire it, it wouldn't be held in our soul. So therefore, it is about divine timing, but it depends on your journey. And it depends whether your journey is interconnected with the soul family or whether it's a more personal journey. Now, my journey has been interconnected with my soul family. So therefore, I've had to wait for the world to catch up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a 30-year wait. You know, so call that God's timing, call it what you will. But equally, I have had to really walk a journey where I know that my ego is now one with my higher self in my body. And since 2006, I've been aware that that's what had to happen for me to really, really take off. But equally, the synergies that have happened in between time have been fire, been drought, floods. I've lost my mother, I've lost my father, I've lost my sister. They've passed over. But the beautiful thing is that I embody the life force of my creation, and my body has had to be prepared in order to walk as soul consciousness with this Earth Soul Charter, so that I get to the point where I am right now. Now, I'm not so unique to anybody else in this matter. It's just that your journey is your journey. You've just got to want it and just do whatever needs to be done in the moment and learn to say no, and I'm not taking this anymore, or learn to say no, it has to be this way, because you've got to sometimes push boundaries. And we've pushed boundaries today, Dori, to get this out. You're in a blizzard, and, you know, and we're doing it because the power of truth in action has to be. So the message of today has to get out there for whatever reason. And so be empowered, everybody. Your dreams do happen, but you have to go through the process of life for your dreams to happen.
I agree, but I'm serious. I really do think, and maybe we're just expressing it in a different way, but I think delay happens because if it's not truly soul deep, you move on to something else. An obstacle happens, something happens. I watch people do it all the time, where they'll start a business or they'll start working with something, and something happens, and boom, they're on to something else because their commitment was never really there. When it is soul deep, you know, you and I, I have a company we designed. I designed a line of clear bags and backpacks to deal with safety issues and things, and that company got shelved 3.5 years ago because of something that had nothing to do with me, and I've never given up on that. And Friday we relaunched.
Yeah.
And we're in the process of rebranding and everything else, and we'll be launching the end of February to the marketplace again. Because
right.
That is a bone-deep mission for me. That commitment
exactly.
to keep kids safe and keep guns and drugs out of our schools, that was always what started it. Everything else that happened on the corporate level and everything else was an offshoot. My mission has always been keeping our schools safe. And your mission has been your art and empowering women, and no matter what has gotten thrown in your way, you, who you are, that soul-deep sense of commitment, not only to yourself, but to the others that you can make a difference with, has never changed. So no matter what, that journey has been set for you because of who you are and what, like I said, that bone deep, soul level commitment. Or you know what? You wouldn't have let it. 30 years, let's face it, 30 years in our lifetime is a lot. 30 years in the universe is nothing.
It's a light switch.
You know, exactly. In God's
yeah.
world, in the universe's world, in the, you know, whatever you, wherever your belief system is, 30 years is, okay, 30 years. Well, there it was, right there. You know, for us, it's a long time. But
well,
look at the commitment you had to letting the world catch up with you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it is a commitment, it is a deep soul knowledge. But equally, people start businesses because they catch something out there in the ethers, in the psychic energy. And that's where, you know, discernment is really, really important to say, right, is this mine or is it someone else's? And you just simply have to ask the question before you go gung-ho and go for it. And you can do all the learning in the world. And all the intellectual knowledge, et cetera, fantastic. But at the end of the day, you've got to do it your way. You've got to take that intellectual knowledge and do it your way. But also, Dori, I have to say clearly that one of the commitments of Girl Power Rules is that 10% of whatever monies come through Girl Power Rules goes back to educating and empowering. And that could be through the educator or the people that, you know, have a business through us. That could be to one of their charities or it could be to a charity of Girl Power Rules of choice. So, you know, that dedication to empowering women is and educating them to be the best they can be. And education doesn't necessarily just mean left brain intellectual education. It's right brain intelligence that's critical at the moment to be really acknowledged, honored, and blessed, because that's when you really find power and being empowered and where you really get that you're incredible.
Oh, and another little glitch over here. Gotta love technology and the midst of a snowstorm. There you are, you're back. And you know what? We are getting ready to wind up this call. So, Tetka, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please let everyone know how to get in touch with you. A half hour goes really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they log into www.girlpowerrules, so it's GIRLPOWERRHULES.com, and basically connect up, there's a newsletter link, but have a look around, but also on Facebook, facebook.com, Girl Power Rules. And if you want to say g'day to me personally and connect into, you know, more with me with the art, etc., just my website is ladypicasso.me. And, yeah, and you'll find me on Facebook, Lady Picasso Ted Carew. So the choice is everybody's. It's all about free will choice. You either resonate with what I'm saying or you don't. And if you do, hey, baby, watch out. World, here you come.
Right on. You know what? I am so glad that you got to spend some time with us here today. And we actually only did a half an hour because we have a blizzard coming in. We're pre-recording because Tetka is traveling, and we wanted to make sure that she was here on the Mompreneur Model Show. But we have to have you back. As Girl Power Rules grows and grows, and you will let us know how we can best share you and share your mission of empowering women, because that's what Word of Mom Radio is all about, you know? And we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary in March. So I'd love to have you back. We're going to be having back guests over the past couple of years. So I'll send you a message so we can have you back on one of our shows just to share a little more. And I thank you so much, my friend, my faraway friend, that you came to visit us here today on Word of Mom Radio. So thank you.
Thank you.
So proud of the work that you're doing. I really, truly am. And I'm so glad that the universe has put us together. You have no idea.
Blessings, Dolly, and ditto, lovely. And by the way, in March, I'll be in West Africa.
Oh, wow. Well, then, yeah. You know what? I will play a little excerpt of this show again in March. Because it might be hard for us to connect, but we'll connect social media-wise, and if we can figure out a way to get a little recording in there, we will, and if not, I'll share a little piece of this, because I'll want you part of the show one way or the other.
Wonderful. Okay, and thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen. Be empowered, and you are incredible. Remember that.
Thank you. And for all of you listening in, we'll be back on Tuesday with the Social Media Help Not Hype show. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for being here with us, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.